from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
John, I'm going to ask you something, because this is, you know, we've seen some things go here with the Jaguars recently. They paid a lot of money for Trevor Lawrence, who I don't even think is a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
They are now getting a ton of billionaire welfare to new stadium.
$1.4
billion. Man, I tell you what. Yeah. If y'all could just write like 100 G's of that to like my Cash App, I'd be really appreciative.
Yeah.
As long as you're all throwing money away. Just throw my way. We're good. But look, they had a massive collapse. They finished the season 1-5. The one game they won, Trevor Lawrence didn't play.
Yeah.
And Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, he addressed that this week with these comments. You fail as an organization. I look at it as an organizational failure. When we talk to the players, Trevor, Josh, all these players I talk to, it's like, how could this happen? And he says, not to be able to win 2 of the last 6 games still sings. Even though the season's over, it's still like, I can't believe we couldn't do it. Would you want your owner to talk like that, especially following the press conference where the mayor is saying, here's $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
And you come out and the first thing you're saying is, like, basically, last year was just a total organizational failure all the way around. Would you be cool if something like that happened with the Texans? And here's Kyle McNair saying, just everything. We totally failed.
First of all, it would be Hannah saying it.
You're right.
And secondly, all day, every day. I want that. I get confused when people say, you know, they kind of gasp and, did you hear what the owner said? Dude, that's what we want. We are in the business of hoping that we get a little transparency from people. Not this hiding in the shadows, sometimes literally. You know, you don't see owners for months, Jim Crane. You don't see owners being responsible when the entire organization is collapsing. Cal McNair, Deshaun Watson era.
Cal McNair, where the hell are you?
Exactly.
What you hiding for?
It's one of the buttons that when people push it on me, I'm on the brink of going, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? You want transparency. But people, when people say things like Shad Khan said, they're like, nah, man, we're saying it. The owner saying it is more meaningful. That means that he's putting people accountable. He's making people accountable. That means that the pressure is on from above. That's a good thing. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but this is one on me where I'm like, it boggles the mind when we want our athletes, our general managers and coaches and owners to tell us what's really going on. And then when they do, we get insulted or appalled. No, man, this is what we want.
So number one,
yeah,
I am 100% on board. The Queen of Houston, Hannah McNair, does all the talking.
Well, she doesn't do all the talking, but she's the best at it.
Just let her do all the talking.
She's the best at it.
You know, love you, Cal.
Yeah.
Let the Queen do all the talking.
Yes.
I'm also with you on the idea with the owner.
Yeah.
Being, like, honest and expressing, like, the
not
same
even all the way
sentiment.
Honest, just a little, just transparent enough that we get the gist of it.
Having the same sentiment as a fan would, right? Relating to your fans. You know what? Last year, I know you guys were frustrated last year.
Yeah.
I hated it too. We want to do everything we can not to have that happen again.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather my owner do what Shad Khan did and say, look, we screwed the pooch and we're doing what we can so that doesn't happen. Yeah. As opposed to doing what Jerry Jones does, which is, everything's great. Everything's wonderful.
Exactly.
You know what? I might fire the coach. Everything's great. Everything. Hey, you know, look, we hired a guy from the UFL. We're all in.
Yeah.
Everything is great. Like, I feel like sometimes Jerry is so disingenuous in the things that he says, even though we know he loves the Cowboys.
Yeah.
We know he wants to win. But the way he presents himself sometimes seems like he's, like, deliberately out of touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I like. Like you said, you want your owners, your GMs, your players, your coaches, you want them to kind of let the wall
down. Tell us
down
something, man.
And give us, you know, what they really feel. And then, you know, because what do you want to get? You want to get all those Derek Jeter, you know, coach speak.
Yeah.
I'm really going to say absolutely nothing here. There's not a whole lot of fun in that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is what's one of the reasons I always hate the term, it is what it is, because it says nothing. It is what it is means nothing. And like, it's not, and you know how I feel about that, Figgy. Like, it's the biggest cop-out in all of sports.
It's next question.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly right. So, and here's the other point. We call it localize it, so I'm going to localize it even more. You know, when did the Texans become a team that was just completely transformed? When Hannah McNair became a little more out front and a little more vocal, and by default, by extension, so did Cal. Because you can say the best thing that ever happened to this team is C.J. Stroud. Well, yeah, we can say that now. How did C.J. Stroud get here? Hannah and Cal decided to go after D'Amico Ryans. That wasn't Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio had another list. And he certainly is on board with D'Amico Ryans. But it was Cal and Hannah. Why is Hannah and Cal, especially Hannah, probably the most beloved owner in town right now? Because she's transparent. She says what she thinks. She's not afraid. And Cal kind of is on board with that. Like, when you have people like that, a lot of owners, a lot of general managers don't understand you're going to be more well-liked. You're going to be well-liked. You're not going to be less liked.
Yeah.
I think Cal is a smart guy.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he's comfortable with the whole public speaking and being in front of the crowd and the camera. And Hannah's ability to be comfortable and succeed in that has given him more confidence.
Yeah, I think, and I agree with that. And there's nothing wrong with it, but I think the way they did it the last couple years, I think they really got on the people's side, because remember, it was nothing but sell a team, Cal, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people, you know, can relate to Cal, you know, cooking burgers and hanging out with fans and stuff like that. I don't see a lot of owners doing that. A lot of these owners are billionaires and they don't care what the people, how they feel, and they probably don't want to relate to them.
It's refreshing.
But
it's absolutely
for the simple fact that they out there taking pictures with fans and they are being of the people. Mm-hmm. And that helped out a lot, man, because I ain't see a Celatine Cal in a long time since.
Yeah.
What they have done is almost the blueprint for how to win back a fan base that is 100% angry with ownership and the direction of the team. Right. The number one thing that and not that this was they were listening to the fans here. In this case, I think they were just listening to other people in the organization. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Jack Easterby. They took the gloves off of Nick Caseria. They targeted exactly who they wanted to be their head coach. And look, you go back to, you know, they had the audio from a game the year before where J.J. Watt's telling DeMeco Ryans, go back to Houston and get that thing fixed.
Yeah.
This is, you know, during the previous season, DeMeco's not even a coaching candidate yet.
Yeah.
So there is that web kind of around these teams with all the best players and the ownership and how to relate back to the fans.
Yeah.
And how to win the fans back. And they've kind of done all of those things, which is amazing.
It's truly like... I'm also confused why more owners, more people in power don't realize, you know, if you're just a little more honest and a little more transparent, people are going to like you and appreciate you more.
I think it's egos.
Yeah.
They billionaires, they don't have to relate to the people. They just egos, man. They got to let that ego go.
It's like
go.
They default to, how do we cover this up? How do we not tell them anything?
They're so far detached from regular people.
Yeah.
They don't know how to relate to regular people. You know, when you grow up son of a billionaire, it's probably really difficult to know, well, I don't know anybody like that. And, I mean, not that I ever think, I don't think Hannah McNair ever grew up poor. She didn't grow up a billionaire. And
she was a normal person at one point.
She knows how to relate to people, and she's helped bring Cal out of the shell.
She was working in an office. I mean, she was, just a regular person. And maybe that's part of the reason that she can kind of, like, be more honest and forthcoming about stuff.
The story that she tells of how Cal courted her, I think, is great and hilarious at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it seems...
Calling the office and all
it
that.
It seems it's so out of like a rom-com, like a cheesy rom-com.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like... There's a lot of things that are just kind of heartwarming about the whole way the whole thing goes down, right? So, yeah, it really has become... you've gone from being the most despised owner, maybe... in the history of this city that didn't take a team and move it.
Yeah.
And become maybe the most beloved owner.
Oh, he is.
Even though they haven't won yet, he's still already the most beloved owner.
Oh, yeah, he is. Absolutely.
Man, that wound up being one topic to rule it over.
We localized it.
We're localizing it. But, man, it really was. I think that was a... I think that's a great way of looking at the transformation.
The lesson here, kids, is, you know what? Sometimes you should just tell the truth. Be honest.
Be honest. Forthcoming. Yeah.
You mean don't lie your pants off?
Yes, exactly.
Don't hide.
Man, coming up next, I'm not sure which one of these bad NFL vision takes when it comes to the Texans makes me laugh harder, and they involve the Bills and the Jets. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.